News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News Now is brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berry and Cass and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Congressman Fred Upton is not going to run for the U.S. Senate in 2018. Ray Gustafson has more.
The St. Joseph Republican announcing this morning that it wasn't an easy decision. Upton says his focus will remain on helping all of my constituents with problems big and small and improving the quality of life for all in Michigan. He had been weighing a bid against incumbent U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow for the past few months. Upton says, quote, "We need focus and fortitude in Washington now more than ever." And he's full speed ahead for re-election in 2018. There are several Democrats in the race vying for their party's nomination to try to unseat Upton in the U.S. House next year. I'm Ray Gustafson reporting.
The recount of the Benton Harbor income tax vote will start at 9 a.m. Monday at the Berrien County Courthouse. Berrien County Clerk's Office tells us the actual count will be by hand. The city of Benton Harbor will bring in poll workers to do the counting while being overseen by the County Board of Canvassers. That's a body of four appointed by the County Board of Commissioners. Benton Harbor City income tax vote this month was close, passing 511 to 490. That's a margin of just 21 votes. If the recount doesn't change the result, the tax will take effect in January. It will be 1% for city residents and 0.5% for non-residents who work in the city. It also applies to businesses. The money generated by the tax will be used to fix local streets and other infrastructure. The Van Buren County Prosecutor's Office has authorized charges against a Matawan police officer who allegedly fired shots at a car that had sped away from early this month. It happened November 3rd when Matawan police officer Chelsea O'Million tried to stop a stolen vehicle. There was a brief chase. That's when the officer fired at the vehicle, injuring one of its three occupants. Van Buren County Prosecutor's Office tells us O'Million was arraigned today on a charge of reckless use of a firearm. That's a 90-day misdemeanor that also comes with a $500 fine. O'Million's currently free on bond. She has been on administrative leave ever since the incident. The Pokagon Fund has teamed up with a Harbor church to conduct a study on food insecurity in Harbor Country and how it can be addressed. The fund tells us documenting the basic food needs of local residents has been a key project for the past 2 months of the Neighbor by Neighbor program. It's run by the Episcopal Church of the Mediator in Harbor. The Pokagon Fund has provided $40,000 for Neighbor by Neighbor. Pokagon Fund's Janet.
Wonderful. Mainly include at this time fresh produce, bread, sometimes some juice, and that food, as you can imagine, doesn't last very long. And what they could really use is the higher protein items such as dairy and cheese and eggs and meat.
Coach Iarelli tells us the surveys also found people need more visits by mobile food pantries. Moving into the next year, Neighbor by Neighbor will work with the members of a grassroots coalition to better plan food programs. Pokagon Fund tells us they're still learning how to serve those in need. Tis the season to help the Humane Society of Southwest Michigan. The organization has several fundraising and collection events planned for the next several weeks. Director Jill Sabota tells us there's the second annual Grand Mustachio Bashio at North Pier Brewing Company in Benton Harbor on December 2nd.
We are asking all of the guys or ladies to go ahead and grow those mustaches out, and then we're going to have a competition, and we're going to judge, and somebody's going to be crowned the mustache king.
Sabota tells us prizes will be awarded to those with the best mustaches in several categories. One of the judges on that one will be Pat Moody. A suggested donation to the Humane Society will be taken at the door there at North Pier Brewing Company December 2nd. Speaking of Humane Society fundraisers at breweries, there's another one that's going on right now through December 16th at an establishment in Bridgman.
Haymarket is a non-tipping establishment, so any tips that they receive now until New Year's Eve will go to the Humane Society, which is very awesome of the Haymarket staff, and we're very, very happy that they chose us.
Sabota says, if you have a brew at Haymarket, leave a tip. It goes to Humane Society. If you're in the mood to donate to the organization this weekend, you also have a chance. You can stop by Martin's in Stevensville tomorrow. Humane Society will be there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. collecting donations. Berry and Risa is distributing more than $2.7 million in special education funds to Berry and County School Districts this year. Superintendent Kevin Ivers tells us Risa always has to turn over excess special ed funds to all the districts based on their needs. The money's left over from what Risa gets from the Berrien County Special Education Millage.
At least the last 20 years, we've been able to return at least some money to districts to help cover their special education costs, which are not 100% reimbursed by the state.
Ivers tells us the $2.7 million being reimbursed by Risa this year to local schools is similar to what Risa pays out most other years. Berrien Risa's Board of Education authorized the reimbursement this week. And there's still some time left for you to donate to the annual Y Country Radio Stuff-A-Truck Food Drive. Y Country's Matt Malone tells us the crew is out at Rogers Foodland in St. Joe through noon tomorrow. They're collecting items for the Southwest Michigan Community Action Agency.
If you've got food in your pantry and food at your house for Thanksgiving and for the holidays, just try to keep that in mind that there are people out there that don't.
Malone tells us they need non-perishable foods along with personal care items like toothpaste, soap, and shampoo. There's a truck stationed at Rogers Foodland, and so far they've filled it 8 times, thanks to generous Southwest Michigan residents. The crew has also collected more than $6,700. They'll be out there tomorrow from 9 a.m. to noon. You can also go to 975 Y Country to donate. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lions report.
This is Mike Weibel with Hilliard Lions bringing you the market recap and closing stock prices of local interest for Friday, November 17th. U.S. stocks finished modestly lower Friday, with the S&P 500 and the Dow Industrials making a second week of declines as investors weighed the prospect of corporate tax cuts and assessed another round of corporate earnings. Preliminary figures show that the S&P 500 ended 0.3% lower, while the Dow declined around 100 points or 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite Index, which closed at a record high on Thursday, shed 0.2%. For the week, the S&P 500 was just down 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average declined 0.3%, and the NASDAQ actually rose by 0.5% for the week. AEP closed down by 39 cents to $76.37. AEP was $170.15, down 95 cents. UPS fell 95 cents to $112.93. Chemical Bank was $53.63, up 82 cents. And Whirlpool finished up $2.45 to close at $165.45. Hilliard Lyons has provided investment and wealth management insight for every generation since 1854. Our offices are located
at WSJM News now continues. Kayla Moore, the wife of Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore, says her husband will continue his campaign. She held a press conference on the steps of the Capitol in Montgomery today with other women who support her husband's bid for office. ABC's Mary Alice Parks reports.
Wife of Alabama's Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore said Friday her husband is not ditching his campaign.
I have been married to my husband, Judge Roy Moore, for over 32 years. He was a graduate of West Point. He served our country in Vietnam, and he has always been an officer and a gentleman.
8 women have spoken out against Judge Roy Moore, with allegations ranging from sexual assault to unwanted advances when he was in his 30s and they were teenagers. Mary Alice Parks, ABC News.
Meanwhile, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says that she plans to vote for Republican Roy Moore in the U.S. Senate, even though he faces those accusations. Ivey told reporters today a factor in her decision is maintaining GOP control of the Senate. Ivey's previously been noncommittal about voting for Moore amid accusations he sexually molested young women and tried to date teenage girls several decades ago. The GOP's tax reform effort passed its first major hurdle yesterday when the House approved its version of the bill. However, there are questions about whether a tax bill can survive in the Senate. Here's ABC's political news director, Rick Klein, on the effort.
There's lots of reasons to still doubt whether they can make it happen. But I'll tell you, there's something about that urgency that has put a spring in Republican step. And they know that literally it cannot fail for their electoral prospects. The possibility of losing a Senate seat in Alabama may actually boost them to move more quickly. So I don't put the chances at zero. I think it's ambitious for them to talk about getting this done before Christmas, but I don't think it's impossible.
That's ABC political director, Rick Klein. President Donald Trump, not usually one to sit out a political feeding frenzy, but he is selectively aiming his Twitter guns at those under scrutiny for sexual misconduct. He has been largely silent about Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore, but he has not hesitated to skewer Democratic Senator Al Franken. The Associated Press says it's a tricky matter for Trump. During his own campaign, a dozen women stepped up to accuse him of sexual misconduct. In 2017, college champions visited the White House today. ABC's Kenneth Moten reports neither NCAA women's or men's basketball teams or the NCAA football champs attended the event, though.
President Trump gave college athletes from across the U.S. a big White House welcome.
Should we let them see the Oval Office? I think so, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
The president and the students all smiles, posing for pictures as he honored them for winning championships this year in sports like baseball, golf, gymnastics, and lacrosse. A dozen universities were represented, including Arizona State, Florida, Maryland, and Virginia. Kenneth Moten, ABC News, The White House.
A psychiatric patient said to be dangerous and to fit the mold of a serial killer who escaped from a mental hospital in Hawaii and then made his way to California before being caught. He's now explaining himself. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Randall Sato says he planned his escape for 7 years, stockpiling money and fake driver licenses. He won't say if he had any help or how he got the money, but he says he escaped to prove he is not insane and to show he's capable of living in the outside world without hurting anyone.
I had all this time to do something bad.
In a jailhouse interview behind glass, Sato saying he wanted to prove he's not a danger. Seven staff members at the psychiatric hospital in Hawaii have been placed on leave because of his escape. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson says he's been seeking outpatient care for more than 2 years for Parkinson's disease. The civil rights icon said he plans to dedicate himself to physical therapy. In a letter today to supporters, the 76-year-old says family and friends noticed a change in him about 3 years ago, and he could no longer ignore symptoms. He says the diagnosis isn't a sign to stop working, but it's a signal to make lifestyle changes to slow progression of the disorder. Puerto Rico still has a communications crisis after hurricanes knocked out many cell towers. However, they've come up with an unusual solution. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
If you can't build a cell tower, why not fly one overhead? The FAA okayed the solution for Puerto Rico, flying drones carrying cell repeaters so Puerto Ricans can reach each other by phone. It's a temporary fix, and those drones will hover over areas till they run out of energy and need recharging. Crews still scrambling to fix power and cell towers 2 months after the hurricanes. Andy Field, ABC News.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.